And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The city of Seal Beach, California, knows something about leaping into generosity. For almost 30 years now, John Chan and his wife, Stella, have run a shop there called Donut City. Every morning, Stella would be in the back of the shop making fresh batches of delicious donuts. And John would be out front filling orders and sharing laughs with their customers. John was often known to sneak an extra donut hole or two into each bag. John and Stella were living the American dream, having built their business from the ground up and having earned a loyal following over the years. But last month, Stella suffered a brain aneurysm. She's in a nursing home now, and John is on his own at the shop. John still has a business to run and bills to pay. He doesn't have a choice, really. He has to keep working. But time spent at the shop is time that he can't be with Stella. So when his customers heard about what happened, they came up with a plan. Every morning now, beginning at 4:30 a.m., customers flock to the donut shop. Instead of waiting until later in the day, they now go first thing in the morning. And instead of buying a donut or two, they now buy them by the dozens. So usually by about 7:30, the trays are empty and the donuts are sold out, which means John can spend the rest of the day with Stella. When asked why they've decided to do this, the Donut City customers said it's simple, really. They're giving back to John just a portion of the sweetness that he has given to them over the past 30 years. Our God knows a little something about generosity, too. In fact, the whole testimony of Scripture is a witness to the generosity of our God. God created the world, called forth a people, forged a covenant, sent a Savior, gathered disciples, and birthed the church. We still see evidence of God's generosity all around us. The wondrous beauty of creation, the amazing gift of life, the bounty of the earth that nourishes our bodies, gifts of hope and love, grace and forgiveness that nourish our souls. It doesn't take much for us to see evidence of God's generosity if we look. If we look in our lives and in the world around us. And so it makes sense that there is this impulse that we have inside us to give back to God just a portion of the sweetness that God has given us over the years. Now we know a little something about generosity here at Old South. On this in-gathering Sunday, your generous donations have poured in. Your gifts will allow us to provide Thanksgiving meals to more than 40 families in and around Weymouth. And on this pledge dedication Sunday, I trust that your generous financial commitments have poured in too. It is your gifts that allow this church to continue making a difference within these walls and out in the world. As we look ahead to the budget for next year, and what it will take to fund our mission and ministries, I could take a lesson from Paul and tell you about the generosity of other churches, churches that have less than we do and that give in extravagant ways. Or I could tell you that I have bragged about you in the community, about how generous you are. And so, of course, we wouldn't want someone from the community to show up and be embarrassed to find that we aren't nearly as generous as I've told them all you are, right? But really, what I want to do is to issue the same invitation that Paul gave to the Corinthians. For us to trust, to know that generosity is a way that we get to participate in the abundant grace of God. Because we know something about generosity here. We have seen how generous gifts of time and talent and financial resources have allowed our church's ministries to grow by leaps and bounds over the last year. Our now weekly pop-up pantry, which yesterday welcomed over 90 families, and then the first annual Walk for Hope and Recovery back in September, which welcomed over 100 people. The food pantry garden that now has brought 24 raised garden beds to our church lawn. The open table, which gathered 27 millennials for fellowship and learning downstairs in our friendship hall last night. There's our pop-up church team sharing the goodness of Old South out in the community, and there's our website. I hope you have seen our new website because it's awesome. And as we have taken these leaps, we've also been strengthening the long-standing ministries that are the foundation of our church's life. We know something about generosity here. It is what allows our church to thrive. Time and time again, we have seen the grace of God at work in our midst, right in our own lives, right here in this church and out in the world. Our God is a generous God. So it is no wonder that there is this impulse within us to give back, this impulse to leap into generosity. So in the week ahead, in the year to come, here in this church and out in the world with your families and your friends at school and at work, wherever your journey takes you, I hope that we will all find ways to give back to God just a portion of the sweetness that God has poured into our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.